Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sometimes the world looks like you ain't ever seen. Stuck behind never-ending windows, all you need is a door. Searching for something to put a smile back on your face. Just remembering unusual times that can come from an unusual place. You need a partner for the ride, 'cause everybody needs a Clyde. So set your worries to the side. Pretend I got a hand I can lend, 'cause when you really need a friend, just ask. Shit 90 Shows taught me.
Shit 90 Shows taught me was not filmed before a live studio audience.
Welcome back to Shit 90 Shows Taught Me. I'm Jess Sterling here with my co-host, Sarah Ferguson. Sarah, how are you?
Jess, it's about time we started the Sandlot podcast. My clothes were going out of style.
We're here talking about the Sandlot today. Very special bonus podcast on Mabel. How was that?
Very good.
Do I sound really, like ham?
You really got into it this time.
I did. We can't do this alone. We're not baseball experts, as evidenced by our prior podcast, League of Their Own. Go give that a listen if you haven't already. We're joined here by a special guest, someone who knows a lot more about baseball than I do, someone who also loves this movie, someone who lives in this household. This is my husband, Will Afferty. Will, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy to be this week's pinch hitter or designated hitter of the week.
There you go. Baseball fanatics, eat your heart out. Well, tell us what The Sandlot means to you as a movie, and maybe even just baseball in general, if you want to.
I mean, I always grew up, like, watching, playing baseball. My family was a bunch of Mets fans, so that was just what it was. And that's been mostly terrible. But you root for them no matter what. And I played baseball most of my life up through high school. So I guess maybe not most of my life, but...
Most of your childhood, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And...
What was your position?
All over, really. They threw me in the outfield, and then I played second base, third base, and, like, once at first. And then they were like, this isn't working out, so I was the designated hitter.
So you were good at the hitting.
Yeah, and... I was decent at other stuff, but other people were just better at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't an absolute terror out there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun.
So, what about Sandlot? I know Sandlot, for me, was, like, a movie I watched every time it was on, like, ABC Family or Disney Channel, or I don't even know what it was on. I think it was ABC Family. But I always watched it when it was on. One of my favorites. Just, like, a very classic summer movie, in my opinion. Well, what about you? When did you, do you know, like, your first memories of it?
I know I saw it when I was a kid, like, multiple times. I think I saw it at, like, a sleepover in my cousin's house for the first time. And then just randomly times after that, when it was on TV or somebody had it on or whatever. But instant, like, classic. Like, it holds up
still. Remarkably well, I will say. For being, what is it, 1993... holds up remarkably well. Sarah, what about you? This was Sarah's first time.
And for being set in the 60s as well.
Also, yes, for being set in the 60s, remarkably, not a lot of, like, racist, homophobic things happening in this movie. Shocking, in my opinion, for a 90s movie set in the 60s to not really have any of those issues.
Yeah.
Maybe the throw ball like a girl doesn't hold up as well. But I feel like in the 90s, kids did say that. You run like a girl, you throw ball like a girl. That's a common
diss. I said that when I was a kid.
Exactly. All kids said it. Now I feel like you'd get shit for saying that, which as rightfully so, you should.
Yeah.
Sarah, what did you think as the first time watcher of this movie?
Yeah. This is the first time that I ever saw The Sandlot. I don't know how. Like, I kind of just missed it. I'm glad that I watched it because essentially I can now check it off of the, like, off the list, like, of something that, like, culturally that you need to see. There's, like, a couple lines that I didn't realize came from The Sandlot.
Like, which
will
ones?
I watch this
obviously
movie?
You're Killing Me, Smalls. You knew.
I did not know that that was from this movie.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy, because that's, like, one of the names of the characters.
I didn't know the names of the characters.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course I heard You're Killing Me, Smalls, but I never heard... I never knew that was from The Sandlot. I don't know. Maybe I thought that was from, like, Biggie Smalls. Like, I think that's what I thought my expectation was.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I think that that's what I thought that that expression came from. So I'm glad that I have that part of my, like, cultural education. Will I watch this movie ever again after the two times I watched it for this podcast? No, I will not. I'm done.
I do think that this maybe falls under... I'd like to hear from other people and you know, maybe if they watched it for the first time for the podcast, like, I'd love to know. But, like, I do think there's a lot of nostalgia tied to this movie. I just think it's a great kids movie, but I still enjoyed it as an adult. We just watched it last summer.
I mean, yeah, it's still something that I would say is beloved by... kids of
classic.
Like our generation and the one above it, probably.
Yeah, maybe. I wonder if any
popular Halloween costumes.
What's the is it Gen Z? Is that what I'm
That's
thinking?
Below us.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Gen Z kids have seen this.
I mean, I don't know.
I want to know now, but
I do not. I don't know. I did not love this movie just right off the bat. I don't know if it was just really, like, for me, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know if it was a movie for me. Obviously, you if you listen to our League of Our Own movie, I did love that movie, and I did admit that maybe there was some nostalgia goggles going on for that. And I'm trying to think of, like, other... Well, I don't know if I know any other baseball movies that I've seen. I don't even think that I've seen...
Have you seen Rookie of the Year?
No, okay. I don't think so.
That one I would say is in a similar vein to this movie. Like, I don't think if you watched it now, you'd like it. Because it's very, like, kid funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 I, you know, we'll get into it. There is just some things that I didn't like about it. I liked, so I think I know I've detected the exact point where I stopped liking this movie.
When was it?
Within my second rewatch. And I think, like, things were going good throughout it up until the carnival. I think that's when they lost me.
The vomit. Will and I actually said this when we were rewatching it for the podcast.
I think they take it a bit too far.
It was disgusting. I didn't need to see, like, the vomit splashing on the ground and, like, the color of the vomit.
Yeah.
Not anything I needed to see.
All over the shirts.
I will say, it does teach children, don't chew chewing tobacco.
No.
good lessons learned.
Yeah.
I guess. Terrible. And then at a certain point, I even, like, you know, Scotty Smalls, right?
That's Scotty. Yeah, they call him Smalls, but yeah, Scott Smalls. Yeah.
Okay. At first he was a lovable dweeb, mm-hmm. and then at a certain point he stopped becoming likable. So I also think that that's kind of at the point where I was like,
was it when he was suddenly good at baseball and you were just like, I don't like you anymore?
No, that wasn't even
Was it when he stole the baseball?
Like, he stole the Babe Ruth baseball.
Okay, like Baby that's Ruth. That's definitely where I was like, this kid's a dumb fuck. Yeah.
he is. So, well, Will and I had a bet. Stupid. Well, we didn't have a bet, but we both just said, because you, famously, Sarah loves a main character. She loves mm-hmm. Harry Potter in Harry Potter. She's a main character bitch. And I was like, is she going to love Smalls? Because in my opinion, Smalls is like the worst character of all of them. There's so many good characters. And
horrible.
Smalls sucks.
Yeah, I really, really dislike him. Mm. Like, he was, like, totally cool up until probably, I think, like, when he started, like, when he hit the home run and, like, was like, I'm going to go over there, that's when he started becoming, like, a real tryhard, and I didn't like that then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he just started, like, they're like, this kid is supposed to be a genius, you know? Like, he's supposed to be, like, quote-unquote an egghead. And then mm-hmm. they just made him stupider and stupider as the...
I think he's, like, he's supposed to be very smart, but socially awkward. Yeah, and I feel like those, that does like, track.
Sets that he puts together.
Yeah, they're, like, Tinker Toys, maybe?
I forget.
I don't know what that. They're like metal mechanical
connects.
Yeah. I think they might be Tinker Toys, but no, I think Tinker Toys are those other things.
Rector sets.
Yeah, it's just like more like engineer type of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, Smalls does kind of suck. I agree. Like, I think the first half of the movie, in my opinion, is better than the second half. I prefer when, like, they're teaching him baseball and he's, like, mm-hmm. and when they go to the pool. Like, I love that scene.
Yeah, that's good.
To me, it loses a little bit of steam when we're spending so much time with them trying to retrieve the ball. I think that's the worst part.
I hated it. Yeah. I hated it so much. That part, I really disliked. They were trying all these different things, and it kind of got, like, boring and redundant because it was mm-hmm. just, like, different methods.
It was just too much, I think.
I think they could have cut one of them out.
I'm pretty sure when we were watching, I said, you know, this is probably the worst part of the movie for me. Like, I feel like they could have cut about 10 minutes of content there and just maybe cut out, like, the vacuum part. Or leave the vacuum and cut out the Tinker Toy thing.
No, the vacuum was the best part. And if I were to fix this movie, I would do, like, a shortened version of just trying to, like, three different versions. A shortened version of trying to get over with, like, some sort of, like, catch it gadget, like, with the pot.
Yeah.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Leave the pot in. Leave the vacuum in. And then it's like, this kid, Smalls, it's like, I wish he was the one to retrieve the baseball.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I wish that his smart connect gadget got them the baseball, because then he could have been like, hey guys, like, this is like this other part of me. Like, I'm actually like a really smart guy. I want to be mm-hmm. an engineer. Mm-hmm. And look, my cool sciencey gadgets can get us out of this pickle that we're in. Mm-hmm. I would have liked it if, like, he was like, look guys, like, I'm cool because I like cool science gadgets and I got this, I got us out of this. But instead, what we got was Benny having to save the day. He's the only one that, like, you know, he's, thank goodness they have him, because, like, without him, these boys would be lost. Also, mm-hmm. I think he's, like, 5 years older than all these other kids. I don't know why he's hanging out.
Like, he's just as tall as a 7-year-old. Benny the Jet. Benny the Jet,
he's the true athlete there.
He's the most athletic
one. He's the hero of the story.
He is. You think Smalls is the hero, but it's truly Benny.
At the end of the day, he is just kind of a dweeb.
He is a dweeb.
He's a goofus.
Yeah. He's an egghead, which I had to ask Sarah, is an egghead the originator of being eggy?
I don't think
so. No, because he is, like, weird and awkward. Ugh. So it kind of tracks.
His stupid hat.
This kid doesn't even know what s'mores are.
He's got a stupid fish hat.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's definitely where he lost me, too. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's exactly when, like, he hit the home run. As soon as he hit the home run over the fence, I was like, No, because then we get the sleepover, which I do like the sleepover. Yeah. Like, I think any kids movie needs, like, a sleepover in a treehouse.
Yeah.
Where they tell, like, urban legends.
Yeah, they're telling scary stories. I do think that what doesn't hold up, really, is the fake version of the beast, the dog, which looks awful. Very awful.
I think it's funny.
It's funny, though.
Fake it is.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think, like, that part is funny. So Will and I were talking about this a little bit yesterday, and, like, why Smalls, like, likes baseball, or why he's, like, interested in baseball. And, like, my theory was, so his mom is married to his stepdad, Bill, who he keeps, like, Bill, oh, dad, oh, Bill, like, he can't. And I thought that Smalls was never into baseball. He was always much more into, like, mechanical things, engineering type of toys, right? I thought he was using baseball as a way to connect with Bill, because Bill seemed really into baseball and Smalls was, like, super awkward. And so that was why he really got interested in him in the first place, because he wanted to have something to connect with his stepdad over.
I just don't know how it got to this point where, like, they're married and he still can't even have a conversation.
Bill sucks.
With the dad.
Yeah.
Like, Bill, dad. And that he's just a terrible father. Like, he was not made for this. He's just a
No, he's asshole. He's definitely has low interest in being a stepfather, which I'm sure,
like,
is never easy for anybody, but we can at least try a lot harder.
Like, he's coming to him, like, talking about baseball, and that's something he obviously really cares about. He's got a whole room with stuff.
He's got a Babe Ruth baseball. He obviously cares about it.
And pictures and all pennants and all sorts of stuff. And all he wants to do is have a catch, and he just, like, he's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then he just keeps doing his paperwork or whatever.
He hits the kid right in the face. Like, he throws the ball way too hard for, like, a kid.
He told him to keep his eye on the ball.
Yes, but come on. He didn't have to throw it that hard. The kid, obviously, start with some pop flies or something.
No, that's scary.
It would hit him in the face either way.
I know.
That kid needed an underthrow. Like,
also, he caught it in the glove, so it wouldn't have hurt as bad. It was a glove.
Why are you defending Bill? Bill is the worst character in the film.
I mean, yeah, everything leading up to that is bad, but then, like, he threw it right to him. Like,
Also, I gotta say, like, both the mom and the dad were pretty bad. Obviously, Bill was the worst, but the mom...
I don't think the mom's that...
The mom was killing me, because she's just like, did you make any friends? Do you have any friends yet? You're such a loser. Like, where are your friends?
Yeah, she's like, please get in trouble, like, please, like, be a boy, like, oh my gosh. But he was there for, like, two days. Like, what kind of, it's hard to make friends on the streets.
Like, in the 60s, it's maybe different. Still,
they had fully, like, moved in, I guess, but they were, like, recently there. So, like, it's...
He's not in school,
so... It's not crazy to not have friends yet.
Yeah. Like, well, plus he's inside tinkering with his Tinker Toys or whatever they're called. So.
Wait, so they moved 2 weeks before school ends. What kind of... this is so not practical.
Brutal. I mean, I think moving in the summer makes sense. Maybe they had to move, like, a few weeks before school ended. But I don't know. He was probably so smart that he was, like, done with all his studies anyway. Yeah, and then...
I don't buy that he's smart, but they tell
he's not that smart. He doesn't even know who fucking Babe Ruth is.
He's book smart.
Will, explain how impractical it is for him to not know who Babe Ruth is in 1962.
I mean, like, he was, like, the guy. Like, he was more than just a baseball player. He was a full-on celebrity.
Yeah. Like, and to not know who he is.
Babe Ruth is. It's like,
do we know
12,000 nicknames.
Do we know what year Babe Ruth... died?
It was the early 40s.
Yeah.
Or, like, mid-40s he died. But, like, that, it's not that long before.
I mean, even this. I know who Babe Ruth is, and it's more far removed than it is in the 60s. Yeah, so, like...
You get a Baby Ruth candy bar.
Yeah. So he meets the gang. We get Benny the Jet is the one who is, like, the nicest and wants to introduce him into the group. And the rest of the group is just really, like, not having it. Benny was obviously my favorite when I was a kid. I had such a crush on Benny the Jet. In my opinion, he had the best style of the group as well.
P.F. Flyers.
P.F. Flyers. Yeah. Kick-ass shoes.
Yeah, so this actor is Mike Vitar. And It seems like he stopped acting in 1997, and he didn't really do that much. He was in Mighty Ducks. He was in D2 and D3
right.
as Louise. But aside from that, like, this is his pivotal role.
I mean, yeah, this is his big...
I don't think he was much into acting. I think he was, like, discovered. So, like, I don't think he really was, like, pursuing it as a passion. I thought he was good, though.
He was discovered he was on a line for a school carnival when he got discovered.
There you go.
Wow.
They were like, this kid's cute.
12.
That's all you need.
Yeah, so we have him and we have the rest of the gang. I think of the crew, Ham and Squints are the two that kind of stand out the most for me. I was a huge Squints fan. We've seen him in Boy Meets World, the actor Chauncey Leopardi. Mm-hmm. I just think he's such a cute kid. And the big glasses, it just does it for me. It's just so funny.
Yeah.
He's the one who pulls the trick and makes out with Wendy Peppercorn, the hottest lifeguard he's ever seen.
That was crazy. This kid was also in Casper. He played Nikki in Casper.
Mm-hmm. And he was in Boy Meets World.
Yeah, he was in a lot.
He was in the pilot of Boy Meets World, also called Nicholas, interestingly enough. I like Squints. I think that he's a top tier. What do they call themselves?
Sidekick? What do you mean?
I'm like these boys. Like, did the boys have like a group name?
I don't think they had a group name. I think they're just a bunch of friends playing baseball.
Sandlot crew.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really think they had a name. I mean, it seemed like very... What do you think about the fact that they don't ever keep score? And they just keep playing. Like, they don't even necessarily have positions. Besides, it seems like Ham is always the catcher. And is it Kenny? Kenny is always the pitcher.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's just fun. You just keep going, keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you take it too seriously. They would have to, like, play with less people. They only have enough for, like... a hitter and then everyone in the field. It's not like they can form.
That's true. They can't really form teams
unless they want to be short staffed in the field.
Yeah.
And they don't want to let new people in, apparently.
I know. It's so weird to me that Benny lets Smalls in and nobody else ever joins. It's very exclusive Sandlot crew.
Kids would leave the neighborhood and no one could take their place.
I thought like this group was just a way so that Benny could practice and be like the star so that he mm-hmm. could eventually go into like, I don't know, the big league. So I thought it was interesting because it's like these kids are like, you know, it's like he manipulated these like young children to just like work, be like a bunch of workhorses.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just tall.
I think, well, Smalls is supposed to be 12. So we guess that they were between like, you know, 10 to 13 is kind of like the age range.
They're 7-year-olds. Benny's 15. He's like, you little bitches, you're going to play ball with me until from 8 o'clock a.m. to 7 o'clock in the evening, or else I'm going to pound you.
There is something. Yeah. There maybe is something to that.
He's basically like the coach. He's hitting fly balls to them, letting them practice.
Well, that, and he's like, Smalls even says at one point, he's like, of all the things that we could do besides playing baseball, Benny liked swimming the most. And it's like, obviously, Benny's in charge.
Mm-hmm. Benny's like, please, sir, can we please go swimming in this 150-degree weather? No, we got to play ball. Yeah. Like you,
poor Ham is like sweating his freckles off, and Benny's like, get out in the field. We're playing ball.
Yeah, Ham was like beet red throughout the whole movie. Kind of like my face right now. I'm a little warm because I'm drinking some champagne. But
it was a heater. Like,
yeah, that was a true heater. Yep.
You little bitch, you better play.
Ham is one of the stars, in my opinion. I think, like, one of our favorite scenes, like, again, that does hold up, is the scene where the Sandlot crew is up against the rich kids with their, like, matching bicycles and matching outfits. And they just come, for whatever reason, they come to terrorize the poor Sandlot kids, probably just because they can. And they go back and forth with, like, throwing insults at each other. Very funny. You play ball like a girl.
And that's the, of course, that's the biggest insult. Don't want to do that.
Yeah, shocker. Ham is one of my favorites. He's very funny.
Yeah.
I love, too, when he, Sarah, you did, didn't you say you did this? Didn't you say that this is what you got in trouble for as a catcher? Mm-hmm. He was just like, oh, is that your sister out in the outfield? She looks great. Way
bad about
it. You can go on a date.
Yeah.
Did you know Sarah
was a heckler?
Sarah was a heckler, just like him.
So did you love him?
Yeah, I got in trouble. He did not get in trouble for heckling at the home base. I liked that part, too. I thought that was fun. Who else? Who else is on this team? Which, by the way, I didn't even, until the second watch, I did not realize that before every single line that Yaya says, he says,
And
it took me far too long to realize that.
And good, he is character also as well. In Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Marty York.
Three of them.
Marty York. Yeah. What a...
Yeah, yeah. He's like the LVP of the whole ball retrieval moment. They send him in on the thing to lower him down. He grabs the ball. He has it in his hand, and then the dog comes out. All he had to do was, like, throw it.
He yes, that's it. What or, I was thinking. Or just, like,
hold
time.
On to it.
This was my argument. Just, like,
lets it go.
So maybe, so in the League of Their Own, League of Their Own podcast, if you listen to that, you'll know that I argued that I thought that, you're going to have to remember or remind me of the character's name, Sarah. Dottie.
Yeah.
My argument was Dottie dropped the ball on purpose because your instinct would be to grasp the ball. But maybe I was wrong considering now we have two characters just dropping balls all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, it's just an idiot. I mean,
Dottie...
she got bowled over by her sister. Like, I think that's more believable to be like an actual drop. Like, she ran into her full speed.
Interesting.
Like, her sister was not holding back.
You saw her catch that ball with her bare hand, though, right? Earlier in the movie. Come on now.
I mean,
she's got
happen.
A firm ass grasp.
Did she get tackled then?
No, but
exactly.
Whichever way, we can say that Yaya certainly just completely, literally drops the ball.
Yeah.
LVP for sure. Even though I do like him as a character, LVP move right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
Kenny and Bertram were invisible this movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kenny is at least the pitcher, so like we at least have that. And actually, it was funny when we started the movie, we were looking at the different hats because even though this is based in LA, Benny is the only one with an LA Dodgers hat.
He has the LA Dodgers hat. The other one, the tall one with the glasses. He has the LA Angels.
Yeah, he's Bertram.
Hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you had said that you recognized Kenny's hat.
It was a Kansas City, I forget the name of the team. It was Negro Leagues team.
Yeah, which I was like, oh my gosh, I never would have known that. I thought that was so interesting because this is the 60s. So, you know, it does make sense. Obviously, we don't see a ton of diversity in the casting, you know.
Certainly not.
But, yeah. But I thought that was a really cool touch there.
That's an interesting fact.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
And we had like a Yankees hat. There was like a ton of different hats, which was really weird considering all these kids are in LA. You'd think they'd all have LA Dodgers hats, but.
Well, you know, they want to have individual teams to root for so that they can like rag on each other. That's why when I was looking for a football team, which I still haven't decided on, I was like, can't be a New York team because I would rather like battle somebody that like my friends being like, no, you suck
because
like,
she's an Aries moon. She needs the chaos and the drama.
So like I didn't want like a local team because I wanted to fight. So like they that's probably why.
That's like you chose the Vikings randomly.
Yeah, well I like their outfits and
their outfits.
They have purple outfits. I like their outfits and they were doing pretty well and I really like the Midwest in general. It seems very nice. And also I just didn't like my boyfriend at the time liked the Jets and they really really suck. That was at the time of the butt fumble. So I was definitely not signing on to that trash.
No.
And I'm glad I didn't because I think the Jets do still suck, probably.
That's a perpetual thing.
Okay, there you go. It's like the Mets, right?
I mean, not as much. We won twice. They only won once.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
So, yes. Anyway, getting back to
the film. One more. Two more people. Come on.
Timmy and Tommy?
Timmy and Tommy.
They suck. They're so annoying. The worst. Kick them off the team.
Yeah, they mainly just repeat each other.
Yeah,
they're pretty bad.
They're pretty bad.
You have to imagine imagine that most of them are decent characters.
They're decent characters.
I'm going to punch you.
How does
I like the one little of them one. I think put it's up funny.
The little one? Yeah, I think that's Timmy, right?
He's got to be like how, 8 or something.
How does Tommy put up with Timmy repeating him all this time?
I don't know. I would punch him.
I don't know, but apparently they went into business together and became millionaires afterwards, so well, he got used to it.
That's the funny thing. And you know what I just realized, too? I just had a revelation. When I was a kid and I played, like, imaginary whatever the heck, I always pretended that, like, I had, like, an imaginary sister and, like, she had a lot of kids. And she had twins named Timmy and Tommy.
Okay.
And I wonder if, like, I got it from this movie and just never really realized it.
It's also Animal Crossing.
That's true. But that wasn't. Yes. That was when I was older, though. Animal Crossing didn't come out until I was older, so I don't know. But there you go. So yeah, that's kind of like the main group. I think that like we do have some MVPs and LVPs. Like I definitely think like Squints and Ham are the two that are most like iconic and memorable.
I mean, Benny the Jet.
Well, besides him.
Yeah. Besides him, all three of them are more iconic than Smalls.
Smalls sucks. Smalls' hat is the ugliest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. I feel like Regina George.
After all this time.
I honestly feel like Regina George of like...
Hall of Shame.
It's like, oh wait, I love that skirt. Where did you get it? That's the ugliest effing skirt I've ever seen in my life. It's like this fishing hat that just the brim is way too long.
Way huge. And like Benny told him to burn it, but he kept it for all that time.
He keeps it and he like antagonizes it. He even wears it to his first like major league game. He's like, I still got this hat.
Okay, so Will, I have a question. So at the end of the movie, we do see that Benny is a player for the major league baseball team.
It's the Dodgers.
The Dodgers. And we see Smalls is like an announcer guy, right?
Apparently, yeah.
Do you know, like, do announcer guys make a lot of money?
Depends who you are and depends how long you've been doing it.
Okay. Well,
is this, did you think this was a radio announcer, or did you think that this was like the guy that was over the intercom?
The way he was talking, it was more like it was radio or TV.
Right. That's what I thought as well.
Oh, so this is like
the way he's giving live commentary. That's not like an announcer at the stadium.
Oh. Well, I was just wondering because I'm like, this kid, I feel like, had like engineering stuff down, right? Like, he had potential to do like engineering type stuff. And I'm just wondering, like, how much does he make as like a announcer for a baseball?
Decent money.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For sure. Well, yeah. Like, oh, he's like a John Sterling it's or a very, Michael Kay.
I literally don't know who either of those people are.
They do the Yankees.
Okay. Sarah's just name dropping all over the place like I'm supposed it's to
your,
know.
Your uncle John Sterling.
I don't have an uncle John Sterling.
Yes, you have an uncle John.
I don't have an uncle John, but his last name is not Sterling.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, here's a picture of them at work. This is exactly what situation my dad worked in.
Mm-hmm.
So I sent a picture in the recording. Yeah. So we got like Smalls as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is exactly what a real radio booth looks like because I've been in there. So that dude... The two dudes in the back is where my dad used to sit.
Oh, shit.
That's fun.
Yeah. The Jets stole home. Doing the radio engineer shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, like, John Sterling and Michael Kay would, like, sit up in the front where what's-his-face is.
Smalls.
And, and I think that they made, like, pretty good money.
I believe it. I was just curious because I'm like
millions. Those guys.
It makes sense that Benny is in the MLB because of just like everything, right? The entire movie, we're told how much like Benny loves baseball. The other kids are there because they want to have fun, but Benny legitimately has a passion for baseball.
Yeah.
It's
more than a passion; it's a way of life for him.
Yeah.
Like that's what he does.
What did you think? Well, did you know that?
I mean,
guys, go ahead.
No, I mean it's pretty clear that. The dude at the end got Smalls this gig.
That's what I was going to say. He has the connections. Yeah, James Earl Jones. So what did you know that James Earl Jones was in the movie before you watched it?
He's in the opening. They have like opening credits.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I saw it then. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, low-key amazing that he came out, he did this movie. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. I love his character. I think he does a great job with it. Mm-hmm. And I just love the, like, I think it's funny, like, the story of the beast. Like, you can picture kids, like, retelling the story over and over. And over the years, the dog gets, like, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger in retellings. Mm-hmm. And so I love the idea of the, like, mean neighbor who, like, hates kids and his beast who eats people. And, like, I don't know. I love the mythology
of it all.
You gotta
keep it locked up forever. Yeah. Forever.
Squints is
forever.
It's a really good gift too.
Yeah, that's a popular one.
Yeah, like at first, like I did not know what was going on with this like crazy steam from the other side, and like the very first like silhouette shadow that we see of the beast is legit a dinosaur, and I was like, "Holy fuck, Jessica! Like, what is this dinosaur movie in secret?
The beast is a dinosaur. This is secretly like, dinosaur month."
Yeah, is Sandlot a secret dinosaur movie?
I would have been amazing if I somehow tricked Sarah into watching a dinosaur movie.
It's actually Jurassic Park.
I would have been shocked, but yeah, like it just, and then we saw like the animatronic like big dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then eventually we meet Hercules, who is the beast, and he's a mastiff. And he's like a big dog. Mastiffs are like huge dogs, but he's not the size of a dinosaur.
No, I think like, I think if they didn't have the, like, we get some of the scenes where you see the shadow and it's huge, and we see the scene when they're trying to retrieve the ball and they have the like metal, what's it called, with the pot on it, and it comes flying over the fence and it's all tangled up. Like, if we didn't get that, I think it's like, slightly more believable just because kids do tell tall tales and like you could like generations have passed down the story of the beast, you know.
And he's got this crazy fence with like barbed wire and stuff on top of it.
Yeah, I don't know why. He seems like such a nice guy, so it's kind of strange that Mr. Myrtle would like block off his entire yard.
Apparently he can jump the fence, so he needs it on there, I guess.
Yeah, but he also has him chained up.
Yeah.
So what the heck?
Yeah.
It's a big chain. Poor Hercules. It's a big
chain. Yeah.
But yeah, we get a lot of ball shots of the dog's balls, Sarah. I don't know if you saw that, but I was like, they are gratuitous with the testicles.
Yeah, Jess, I am not taking any peeks at dogs.
I didn't try to, Will.
Yeah.
They had a lot of, like, underneath shots of the dog.
I mean, I wasn't trying to look at it.
I wasn't either. They were in my face.
Hercules. I don't know.
I don't know what to tell you.
Hercules balls. 100%
Hercules.
Yeah, all Hercules.
He's a cute dog, and then he gets crushed by that fence.
Oh my god, I
hated
that.
So sad. Yeah.
I really hated
and, like,
it.
None
I
of
really,
the other I kids helped, which like,
yeah, you suck. All of you suck.
Yeah,
yeah.
The rest of them.
Was the point where like they were getting Benny was getting chased, and the fence fell on the dog. That's literally when I said I hate this movie. I don't like. Sad dog stuff. Mm-hmm. So I really did not like that. I think that is another thing that could have, like, I didn't like it. Like, I was like, the dog looks so sad and hurt underneath that fence. Mm-hmm. And then they, like, lifted it up. And then, like, him, like, walking off, he really did look hurt. I was very concerned. I did like when Hercules licked Smalls's face. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a nice peace offering. Yeah.
He walks right over to all the balls like he's giving them a reward.
He did. He was like, look at all these. These are all yours now. Like,
you've passed the test. Like, here's your reward.
But then they were like, now we can play ball forever. I'm like, no, motherfuckers. Those are their... That's Hercules' balls now. It's like, what, you're going to steal all of his entire ball collection? Like, that's so rude.
Yeah. Poor Hercules.
It's like, he was showing them that ball collection, being like, hey, guys, like, you know, we're bros now. Mm-hmm. Let me show you my, like, prized possession, my ball collection. Mm-hmm. And they're like, now we can steal it for our shitty baseball games.
I love how they did use him as, like, their mascot going forward.
They got him a t-shirt with his name on
Hercules.
It.
Hercules.
That was nice, at least. Yeah,
the t-shirt was a nice gesture.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's like, you know, Smalls had the right idea. Just knock on the door and ask.
Yeah.
But Squints scares them all. It's the Squints' fault. Remember, they all like punch him. They're like, come on, Squints.
Yeah. He's the storyteller.
Yeah. Because it was his father, his great grandfather, or something like
grandpa.
That. Yeah.
was like the cop.
And he did look remarkably like him, to be honest. They did a good job casting, I thought.
They do the old school, like, robbers. It reminded me of, like, A Christmas Story when they do the robbers and
a
stuff.
A lot of things about this movie reminded me of A Christmas Story. Like, it has that, like, made in the 90s, but set, like, obviously a lot earlier. 60s. Yeah, in the 60s, like, same vibe, like, same, like, childhood, like, myth of, like, oh, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. Yeah. And, like, oh, the kid swears and he gets in trouble. And it just reminds me a lot of it. Like, kids getting into trouble as a group, you know? I loved it.
Yeah.
Do we have to talk about the pool scene?
We have to, because it's so iconic. Okay. Listen, I think if Squints is like a few years older, it's creepy. It's still creepy, but I think that at the age he's at, he can get away with what he did, right? Like the faking needing CPR thing.
Okay. So he's 6 years old and she's like 17.
He's definitely not six.
He gets younger as this podcast. No,
he's 3 years old. No, I think he's like, I would say between 10 and 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so they, you know, Benny graciously let the team take a half an hour break to go to the pool on the hottest day of the year. He's like, okay, I guess I'll release the reins. Sure.
Benny probably encouraged him to do this so they would get banned and he wouldn't have to go back.
Oh my God. Conspiracy. Yeah. Conspiracy.
Baseball forever. No more pool.
So yeah, they're hanging at the pool. They go there because, I don't know, but also to like check out girls because, that is the closest that they say they can get to Playboy.
Yeah, it's
like
Ham does the whole strut down the side.
I love it. Oh, I know you. He blows a kiss to one of them. Cannonball! Yeah. Ham was hamming it up, if you will. I
mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. He is his name.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Then Squint sees his lady, Wendy, and goes to the deep end, and he purposely drowns or pretends to drown.
He pretends to drown. I don't. Yeah. Although it's weird because it seems like she checks if he's breathing. He must just be holding his breath when she's checking, when she pulls him out.
I mean, he must. Yeah. That's the crucial part of the plan right
there. Yeah. And then Wendy pulls him out, saves him, gives him mouth to mouth. Everybody's freaking out until he smiles at them. It's the most shit-eating grin I've ever seen in my life.
Did she even check if he was breathing, though? It seemed like she just went right into it.
No, she listened like, by his mouth first. Yeah. Mm. She just trained lifeguard.
I guess.
So they get kicked out. They get dragged out, actually. Yeah. But then, like, he still goes to the fence to watch her, and she, like, does the whole, like, peek under their sunglasses. The little wave. So Wendy's a freak. She liked it.
I mean,
they get married and they have a ton of kids.
Nine kids.
I just think she's like impressed, right? Yeah. Like this little kid likes me that much that he'll like manipulate and try to like pull this off just to get my mouth on his. Like I think she's just impressed with his manipulation. I mean, no, I'm not saying she made smart decisions in her life.
Yeah.
But if Squints really loved her that much, maybe he's a very good husband and father later on. We don't know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about.
That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I don't know. So yeah, then we see like the one game that they played and they like beat the other team, even though the other team is like an actual team because they have uniforms. Okay, so then this is where the most annoying part of the movie is when Bill's dad leaves for his work trip to Chicago and we get this omen, right?
Right.
How common is it, Will, for somebody to explode a baseball like Benny did?
I mean, I'm pretty sure I saw them tested on Mythbusters and it's like literally impossible. Like,
really?
It doesn't happen. Like, I've seen like balls that get used over and over again in like practice. They like get tears at the seams or whatever. But to completely knock the cover off of it, like, that's not possible with a regular person's swing.
And this is a child.
Yeah.
I mean, this, yeah, it's
yeah,
not a regular person. It's Benny the Jet. The Jet,
Will. Yeah.
He's better than it's regular true. People.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So they take, so they ruin the baseball and they can't play because no one has 98 cents to spare to buy a new one. I said they should have just stolen a bunch of the rich kids' baseballs. They would have noticed a few balls going missing.
That one kid, instead of buying the chewing tobacco, should have just bought some baseballs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking it's much easier to steal 98 cents out of your mom's purse than it is to steal your stepdad's Babe Ruth baseball.
It's on a mantle in a little stand with an autograph on it. In a room of other historical baseball stuff. Right.
And you can't tell me that not one of these kids' parents are, like, wanting their kids out of the house so badly that they won't spare 98 cents just to give them something to do.
They won't even buy Smalls a baseball glove, though, or a regular hat.
That's true. They just got him that. You know, that was, like, Bill's, like, shitty fishing hat. He's just like, oh, I don't have a hat here. You can have this old piece of shit one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's his dad's hat, and now don't you feel bad?
I don't feel bad, because it's still ugly.
They don't even talk about it.
It's like, so ugly. No, they don't talk about it.
Or previous dad just, or anything.
He There's just no, doesn't have a baseball
No pictures hat. In the house or anything.
Nobody wants to talk about it.
Nope.
A couple things. A normal baseball these days costs like $4.
That's not even that much more expensive.
No, it's really not.
But
I feel like 98 cents is a
but
lot.
But is that like a cheap, shitty one, Will? Do you know?
I mean, probably. Like, you probably buy them in a set.
Oh, like tennis balls?
I mean, they probably wouldn't store them the same way, but yeah.
They probably should.
Whatever.
And I Googled exploding baseball to see if it's happened before. Yeah. And what is common, actually, is exploding gender reveal baseballs.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What do you guys think of having a gender reveal?
That is fucking stupid.
They, like, lob it up and the dad hits it and it breaks and it's either blue or pink. But I've seen it where they, like, swing and miss and it breaks on the grass.
Good. Good.
There's plenty of those.
I hope that happens to literally everybody who does that.
Yeah.
First of all, gender is a construct. Second of all, that's fucking stupid.
At least they're not blowing people up, I guess.
Mark my words. If we have a kid and we have a gender reveal party,
we're not.
You are allowed to make fun of me for the rest of my life. No, it would never happen. Yeah. I want to do that one. Have you seen that thing on, is it Twitter or TikTok or something, where someone was like cutting a cake and like it was supposed to reveal words like inside and it was like the gender reveal thing. And like as you kept going, it was like gender is a social construct or something like that, like in it instead of the actual gender of the baby. And I was like, yes.
The good news is that you can order the XL version of the baseball to be less likely
so
to
swing and miss
it.
So stupid. Yeah.
A slow pitch softball that.
Oh my God. I just picture someone like hitting it and like all the dust going like in their eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
It looks kind of cool, but.
Meanwhile, I'm like raging against the machine and Sarah's like, it looks okay.
You got to look up gender reveal TikTok.
Okay.
Now.
It's better. Yeah, it's better than like all the other shit that they do, like people shooting targets.
Yeah,
and,
I'm not for the gun stuff
making
either.
Fire.
People mm-hmm. love the cake thing.
I saw like
thing.
Someone a crossbow. It's mm. like this is better.
A fucking what? A crossbow?
Yeah. Gotta, this like, girl that
yeah.
This girl that I used to be friends with did one, and their significant other shot a crossbow to a target.
Why?
Wow.
Like, I've seen the, like, confetti ones. Mm. I've seen the, like, oh, they have, like, the little things that have, like, smoke in it that's, like, a color.
They're really into crossbows. You gotta put, like, a balloon on, like, the bullseye. Yeah.
It's all life. It. Dumb. It's all dumb.
Okay, so he does not save his money for the exploding mm-hmm. gender reveal baseball, but he yeah. does. He does steal the baby Ruthie
yeah.
baseball.
Which, like, how much do you think that's worth? Like,
oh, yeah, we'll look this up. Yeah. He wanted us to guess. So we're guessing how much a signed Babe Ruth baseball is worth now?
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to guess first, Sarah? You have more baseball expertise than I do, probably, but...
$10,000.
Holy crap. Okay, I'm going to guess... I'll go higher. I'm going to say $15,000.
From what I saw online, like, a good condition one, like, he had would be, like, 20-plus thousand.
Holy wow. shit! I wonder yeah. what it was worth in the 60s, then.
But, like, there's a decent amount of Babe Ruth signed baseballs out there, but the... lowest I saw.
So then,
people
how much
asking for it was like 14,000.
So then, the one that that James Earl Jones had, Mr. Myrtle had, oh, would have been like
1927 Yankees. That like they're known as like the greatest team of all time, basically.
Oh, so it would have been like a
they're called
dollars.
Murderers Row because of all the hitters they had.
Murderers Row.
That's
that
what they called
dangerous.
Them. They said it in
yeah,
the
they
movie.
They talked about it in the movie.
Yeah,
I know, but still.
And a ball like that, I looked it up. Like you can, do you want to guess what
yeah.
it said?
I'll go first this time, Sarah, so you can go off of mine. I think something like that is going to be worth like $100,000.
Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worth more because I was wondering that because it's like weapons of people like just want to see the one signature.
I think it's because he said it's like a murderous role. Like they were like known for being like the thing.
Reference the 27
because I could see that being true like
day.
With like Michael Jordan, right? Like you want something that just Michael Jordan signed, not necessarily all the people on like the Bulls or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at me with my sports. Take that.
50K.
What I read online was 125.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm so good with numbers.
Yeah. So like most of the random guys, if you got them and not the big guys, that wouldn't nearly be worth as much.
So more signatures equals more money.
If they're famous, though.
I would, based on that specific team, like I'd say for the most part, you get a random team signatures, it wouldn't be worth that much.
Yeah, I thought that was like crazy that, I mean, first of all, he's an idiot. And I love the big reveal that like he's freaking out. No one knows why. And then he reveals it and everybody loses their fucking minds when they realize what he did.
Okay, but he's so dumb because every single day their baseball practice ends because they lose a ball. This isn't like a new thing. Like he should have like thought like every single day we lose a ball. There's 100% chance that we're going to lose this ball.
Not only that, but not only are you going to possibly lose it, but it's going to be fucking dirty. Like, I'm surprised that Bill didn't even... Because nowadays, you have a baseball like that with a signature, you're keeping that shit in, like, a glass case that, like, can't... Because the sun can fade shit, too.
Well, yeah, you keep it away from a window.
Well, I know, but don't they have specific cases that, like, protect it from that shit?
I mean, they got cases to protect from, like... all sorts of stuff.
So now he would add it in a case with like a fucking lock on it so Small's little petty thief fucking hands can't take it.
Yeah, lock that up. Insanity. So yeah, that the trade seemed very generous. If he will trade the ball, which he got the ball back at the end. So
yeah, it was just like not good condition.
Well, it was terrible condition. It was all slobbery and chewed up.
I can understand, though, why Bill would still... Because he did say, like, he still got grounded and Bill was still upset with him. It's like, well, who knows how he got that Babe Ruth baseball cut. I think he said
his dad gave it.
Yeah, so that has sentimental value, too. Meanwhile, he has his shitty stepkid who takes his stuff.
can't even catch a ball.
Well, also, it's like, Bill, maybe if you'd fucking told this kid literally anything about baseball, he would have known the value of it. But you didn't even teach him that much because, like, you hate him.
You tell him what it is at all.
Yeah. No, Bill sucks. That is, I don't know if that's a hot take. Bill is the worst.
That's not a hot take at
okay,
all.
Okay, well, he's the worst character.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
I hear you. I hear you. I understand.
Yeah.
Does he suck more than his kid? No, but...
I mean, I think he sucks more than Smalls does. He's
Yeah. But I think this deal is very nice that, what's his name, Mr. Myrtle made?
Yes, Mr. Myrtle.
If you hang out with me once a week and talk baseball with me, then I will give you this $100,000.
Like $120,000.
Yeah, he just doesn't have anybody else to hang out
with.
He
doesn't have a lot of
good
stuff here.
He's so lonely.
Yeah, he's lonely. He has nobody to hang with. I think it makes sense that he would, like, want to spend some time. And I think, like, he hears them playing ball. Like, he knows how much they love it. Or at least knows how much Benny loves it.
They didn't even tell him that his fence fell down.
He heard that
That's a big problem, too.
They made a bunch of racket, but they didn't, like, say, like, oh, yeah, we kind of knocked your fence
down. That's the other funny thing is...
onto your dog.
I love how not once...
You might be injured. We didn't really check that close.
Not once does Mr. Myrtle come outside when they have the vacuum situation and they have, dangling over the fence. Mr. Myrtle hears all of this. You know he hears all of it.
Making all that racket.
Not once does he come out and see what the fuck is up.
Yeah.
He goes to the school of I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just listening to old baseball games recorded on on records.
Yeah, maybe the parks department pays for the fence.
Yeah, possible, I guess. Also, like, I want to know who owns the treehouse that they were in.
It seemed like it was just, like, in the public center field of the sand lot.
That's what they call an attractive nuisance in my field.
Yeah.
Yes, that is a liability problem waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Attractive nuisance.
Like, they, Mr. Myrtle is his name?
Yeah, Mr. Myrtle.
Like, they have the whole storyline how he was, like, gonna break Babe Ruth's record or something, he said.
Yeah.
But, like, back then, he couldn't even play it in the same league.
He was in the Negro League?
Yeah, and they wouldn't have counted it as breaking the record. Like, I mean, he couldn't have been in the major leagues.
Didn't you say there was a black guy who broke Babe Ruth's record?
Yeah, Hank Aaron. He takes the dream Babe Ruth, who visits Benny the Jet in the middle of the night, takes his Hank Aaron baseball card,
so
which is
when
like an asshole move because that would be worth a lot of money.
So when was Hank Aaron, when did he play?
Character. What?
When did he play, Hank Aaron?
He played in like the 60s, 70s.
Oh, so it was later than Mr. Myrtle would have. If Mr. Myrtle
by
played?
Far. Okay. Yeah. He was the playing age the same time as Babe Ruth in, like, the 20s. Like, Jackie Robinson didn't happen until, like, the...
Wouldn't he be super 40s, rich, 50s? Mr. Myrtle? The I bet 50s? Mr. Myrtle has a shit ton of money and just lives in a shitty junkyard just because he wants to.
Yeah.
He'd be loaded if he was a baseball player.
No. In the Negro Leagues, they get paid shit.
Oh, right. I forgot he was in the Negro League.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good point. That sucks.
I mean, yeah, they didn't get paid anything.
Like, they don't mention it. Like, I think, because we talked about this in A League of Their Own, how we'd be interested to see them focus more on, and, like, have obviously more diversity, and we were curious as what they were going to do with the new, like, show that's launching for A League of Their Own. Because I think that would just be an interesting aspect to bring into it. Like, they did very, like, very, very...
Didn't you say they have a show in the works or something?
Yeah, they do. They do. But I'm curious. We don't... I mean, we saw some of the people that were in the cast, and they are, like, black and non-white people, so we assume that they're going to do something with it.
Yeah.
Because you obviously, like you said, like, you wouldn't have had people of color.
They didn't even, like, make a mention of it, and they didn't say, like, what... his hat even was.
No, it's just a very, very tiny, tiny reference to it. Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. Sarah, I'm going to post a photo of the crew here. And let's talk through who has, like, best outfits and worst outfits. Not in this photo, but I think the worst has to go to Smalls with the shitty hat. I think that has to automatically be last because it's the fucking worst.
Mm. Gosh, I can't even decipher which one's which.
So Benny the Jet.
Smalls on the end? Where's Smalls?
Smalls in the middle. In the center.
Oh.
That's actually like a fine, that's a fine outfit. I love the cuffed pants look, to be honest. Like, I really love cuffed pants.
That's the times.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, Benny the Jet is number one coolest bae.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 20 years older than all the rest of the kids, but it's fine.
He has the PF Flyers. He has a flannel on. All these kids are wearing jeans, which just seems awful jorts. In the LA heat.
Yeah. I like the fashion advice that Benny gave Smalls. Like, don't come tomorrow looking like a loser. Like, come in a t-shirt and jeans.
And he gives him a hat and a glove.
Throw
away the
hat. Yeah. Number two is definitely, what's his name?
Is it Yeah? The one next to him?
No.
Okay.
No.
What do you want for me? Jesus. Is it one of the Kenny. Twins?
Kenny's number two. Love his look. He's definitely the coolest besides Benny on the team. He's got some Converse. He was the second best baseball player.
He got to the minor leagues.
Yep.
Yeah. He has there's no one else to hang out with on this entire town, but I guess these people will do vibe. Yeah. Number three, I'm going to give it to who I think is Tommy. He's wearing like a baseball.
I like t-shirt. That style shirt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that style shirt. He looks like a cute kid.
I also think Squints. You're not giving Squints enough credit.
The striped shirt.
I like the striped shirt on Squints. I love the backwards hat.
You
I
asked
love
me
his
for
glasses.
My opinion, and I'm giving it to you.
Well, your opinion is wrong.
Fine. I was going to give it to Ham, but I guess we'll give it to Squints after that.
Ham's Squints, got the confidence.
Yellow.
Ham does have the confidence,
Yellow t-shirt. Mm-hmm. Then Ham. He's wearing some sort of open.
It's almost like
shirt.
A Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah,
almost like a Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, cool shoes. Then we got he's wearing like a baseball jersey type of thing. He has some black shoes. The only person besides Benny to have black shoes.
He must have gotten like a special request for those because Benny wasn't just gonna let anybody walk the same shoes.
He has to have a sign off. And then, I mean, Timmy and Bertram both look awful, terrible.
Bertram not only has terrible fashion sense, he's wearing khakis while playing baseball, but he also is, barely ever in the movie, and the one time he is when he offers up the tobacco.
At the end,
he's the one that got the tobacco?
Yes!
At the end, they say where they all end up, and he's the one who got really into the 60s, and they never saw him again.
So he obviously sucks.
Bertram.
Oh, he became like a hippie or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. No, I think that tracks. That makes sense.
Yeah, Bertram got on the shrooms.
Yes, for sure. He was really into the shrooms in the 70s. Yeah. I do think that I like the I like the looks in this movie. Like, I think they're really cute. Like, the cuffed pants and the sneakers and, the PF, PF Flyers and, this, I don't know, and the Converses and stuff. I just love it. I love a good 60s
movie.
They
nailed the time period.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
Nailed it.
Let's see. We had a minor fashion hour. Go ahead.
Ooh, minor fashion hour.
Yeah, it was a minor fashion hour.
Did Hercules make the cut?
Not a major fashion hour.
Did Hercules make the cut?
He only had a t-shirt on.
Exactly.
Otherwise, he was naked.
I mean, with the t-shirt. It's number one right there.
He's very cute.
Yes.
Give him the credit.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's talk about... We kind of talked about what these guys were up to, but went to military school, then became he did some pioneer developments for bungee jumping.
Yeah,
we talked about Bertram on the shrooms. Still, Timmy and Tommy became an architect and a contractor. They started off small with playground equipment and prefabricated tree houses, but then they made millions on mini malls.
Yeah.
Squints, we talked about, married Wendy, nine kids, owns Vincent's drugstore. Hamilton is a professional wrestler. His name is the Great Hambino.
Yeah. I think that tracks. I love that for him.
That was good.
De Nunez or Kenny. played in the minor leagues, and now he owns a business of some sort and teaches a little league for his son. Coaches.
Yep.
Good catch.
And Hercules lived to 199 years in dog years. How many years? 20 years?
What's that divided by 7?
I don't know. Good God. It's over 10 years because 10 is 70.
I mean, yeah.
It's probably 15. Hi, maybe 15.
My name is Jessica, and I'm so good at math.
Is it like 15-ish?
Yeah. It's 28, Jess.
199? What? No, 109.
A big dog like that?
No, I think they said 109.
Oh, 109.
I think he said 199 dog years.
That's fucking insane. Yeah, 109 is 15 years old.
Big dog like that doesn't live that long.
Which I actually got it correct because I thought you said 109. That's ridiculous.
I think it might have been 199.
That's fucking insane.
I mean, yeah. He's Hercules.
A Mastiff does not live that long.
He's Hercules.
Let alone, I mean, even a tiny dog wouldn't live that long. Anyway.
199.
It's fucking crazy.
Is what they said.
I'd like to consult their dog consultant.
He's going to live forever.
Forever. Hercules lives forever.
Yes.
And then Benny, we know, becomes Benny the Jet Rodriguez, plays for the Dodgers. Right. Small, we know, is an announcer and a Benny the Jet stan. Yes. Of course, mm-hmm. He's like, gotta follow him everywhere.
Yeah, right. Yep. Benny's like, okay, now you're my assistant.
Yeah. He's got his office up in Dodger Stadium in the booth, but he's got like pictures of Babe Ruth on the wall. He was never a Dodger.
Oh, that's not right that they would have that?
Well, like, you usually have pictures of, like, the team.
He's not very good.
He has a picture of himself from when he was 11. So. It's like, get over yourself. Like, didn't you have college years?
This is the best time of my life. I obviously never got married or had kids because this was my peak of my life.
He peaked at 11 years old.
It's so bad. And he said, like, you know, over the years, like, mm-hmm. You know, we had like great summers, but that summer was always the best. And then like everyone mm-hmm. kept moving away and he was like the last one there, probably because he lived with his mom until he was like 34.
And he never made another friend. He made one attempt friend. And he got some of them and then he just stuck with it.
Yeah, that was it.
He got one interest and it was baseball and he never looked at anything else ever again.
Yeah.
Left those Erector sets behind.
Dweeb for life. And then he gets this giant, the most interesting thing about Smalls as an adult is his giant gash on his cheek, which is definitely like the actor had that giant scar. But all I want to do is like, what did loser Smalls do to get that scar on his face?
Probably what happened is Benny hit a ball so hard it broke the bat and a piece of wood flew and cut Smalls' face open.
Yeah.
Nailed it. You can see it happening though.
Breaking the bat's more common than breaking the baseball,
right?
Well,
that happens all the time.
Yeah.
People have gotten hurt before. That just
I imagine that would
happen. Right
I imagine that would hurt very much.
Yeah.
So.
I broke a bat once.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive.
Yeah. It was a wood bat. They break sometimes.
I used a metal bat when I was really little. Yeah. Which, do they even have those anymore?
Yeah, they have. That's
why would someone use a metal
one
instead of a...
Well, they don't break in shards and stab kids.
But I felt like it hurt more when you hit it. Because, like, the reverberation...
If you hit it incorrectly, yeah.
Oh!
That's how you break a wood bat. It goes, like, inside too much on the skinny part of it. And then it breaks.
Uh-huh.
Like,
well, that sounds like
the
pitcher's problem.
Well, that's what the pitcher tries to do in
order
to...
Try to break people's hands?
Well, if you go inside on them, they're not going to hit it well. They're trying to get you out. Like, famous pitcher on the Yankees, Mariano Rivera, was known for doing that.
Well, he sounds like a real dick to me.
Well, he kind of is.
There you go. Sarah, do we have feedback for this special bonus podcast?
Yeah, we do. Did you know that the old Benny and the young Benny are brothers in real life?
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, they look a lot alike, too.
I did not know that.
Guess somebody else read the IMDb.
I always read the IMDb. I love IMDb.
Mm.
Yeah. From Cameron, how badly did y'all, want PF Flyers as a kid.
I think they just look like black Converse to me.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, what makes it them special?
It was a real shoe brand back in the day, and then they went away and got bought out, and then they started making them again in the early 2000s. So, like, if people really want them, they can get them.
I did once upon a time have high top Converses, but, like, they were so hard to get my foot into. And I don't know if that was, like, a common issue for people, if I just have weird fucking feet. Mm. But, like, it's really hard to get, like, your heel past the fabric on the high top part. So I was more into low top Converses personally. Mm.
So on the PF Flyer website, you can buy the what they call the Sandlot Center High for $54, and it looks just like the shoe from the Sandlot.
Yeah.
They also have a Sandlot Center High composite cleat, which is obviously cleats for baseball. And those are $140.
Wow.
Crazy. They're cute, though. Like, I'd wear them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
pretty cute.
They look just like Converse.
I mean, yeah.
They're just all black.
I never owned Converse.
Apparently, they only have a men's size 17 and a woman's size 18.5 available.
Are those in U.S. sizes? Because that doesn't seem right.
Those are some big clunkers.
I think she said 18. I think that's probably like a European.
No, sis. I think it's American.
What in the fuck?
That's the only size available.
That's a little strange.
Tell you. I don't know what to say. Yeah, it really is. It's American. They just like, you know, it's just they're sold out.
What if they're like just children's sizes and I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I don't know. They're sold out. Okay. So yeah, they're cool shoes. If I were in a size 18.5 woman, which is more than double my size, then
maybe one day
I would consider.
Until then, I'll just rock Converses because they look very similar.
Yeah. Our friend Sarah wrote in, grew up watching this every summer in the outdoor cinema at the park. So much nostalgia. That sounds lovely to watch this movie in a outdoor park.
We watched it last summer in like our own at-home drive-ins, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it if you have the ability to get like a projector and a screen. Really gives you that old summer vibe.
Yeah.
Felipe writes in, which Hercules does Will prefer? The Disney movie or the dog in the movie?
I mean, it's hard to compare two things like that. Like, Hercules is my favorite Disney movie. I don't know if Felipe knows that or not.
He does know that.
But, I mean, it's hard to compare that and
if you had dog. To only watch one for the rest of your life.
Oh.
Make the Libra decide.
Yeah.
No.
It's a fun game show. Make the Libra decide. Yeah.
He won't do it.
No.
He won't do it?
He won't do it.
He says no.
It's a great name for a dog.
Have any of you ever pulled the fake drown to get CPR move?
Absolutely not.
I mean, all the time. How do you think me and Jess met?
Yeah. Will was drowning and I saved him.
Wow, what a romantic story.
So I just grabbed the back of her.
Oh my God. Someone's going to call the police on you.
I didn't do that, but, like, it was definitely a popular game to, like, float, like, face down in the pool and pretend that you're drowning so that your friends save you.
I definitely did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, your, like, whole arms would be outstretched, and then, like, you just sit there and, like, wade water.
And, like, wait till your friends, like, flip you over.
Yeah.
That's such a strange thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See who your real friends are. Who's going to come and
check?
That's
what... Yeah, exactly. That's what kids in the 90s did because we didn't have iPads.
Yeah, fair.
Cameron also wrote in, this, without doubt, is the greatest kids sports movie of the 90s, but what are some of your other favorites? I would say Space Jam is Space probably Jam. The only sports movie that I watched.
That's best basketball movie ever, I think.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of others.
I mean, other favorite sports movies are like Rookie of the Year for
sure. Is that 90s?
Right.
Or was that like
Rookie of the Year is 90s?
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely Rookie of the Year is up there for me. Yeah,
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Space Jam also, but that's
for Mighty Ducks.
I never saw it.
Yeah, neither of us have seen it. We still need to watch that.
Not hockey people.
How about Brink?
I loved Brink.
What is that?
That's the one.
The ice skater.
No, he's a skater. He a rollerblader.
Oh,
it's a Disney Channel original movie. It has that guy. What is his name, Sarah? The guy from the Celebrity Mole.
I almost called him James Vanderbeek.
He has like three names, doesn't he? Eric Von something or other.
His name is.
People are screaming in their heads right now that we don't remember it.
I don't know this Eric movie
Von
at all.
Detten. Oh, I got it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Eric Von Detten. Yeah. That movie was great. Another sports movie. Gosh, I just had
Air Bud.
Loved Air Bud. So sad.
Yeah.
So good.
How about The Water Boy?
That's Adam Sandler.
That's a good movie.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's millions of sports movies.
I grew up seeing like a bunch of baseball movies, football movies here and there. Remember the Titans?
Yes. Yeah. We're forgetting our favorite, Jessica, Switching Goals.
That's my Kate and Ashley movie.
Yeah.
With the wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So.
There was a soccer movie that starred Ham from this movie, and I've never seen it, but I've just seen the poster for it a million times.
You know, isn't Ham also in the movie where all the the overweight kids go to camp?
I never saw it, but
what the hell's the name of that movie?
Heavyweights.
I'm pretty sure he was in that.
There you go.
That's a great
Patrick movie. Renna. He is in he worked he was in Glow most recently. You guys watch Glow?
Yeah, I loved Glow.
I never saw it.
Sad it's done.
Got canceled.
Boston Legal.
He was also in Boy Meets World.
I don't think we've seen him yet. I'm pretty sure he's a teenager.
Three of the kids.
A little bit older.
A lot of people pop up in that show.
You'll
see Adam
Scott.
A lot
of guest stars.
Too long.
We already saw him.
You did?
You just haven't caught up on the podcast, though.
I'm behind.
You are?
Yeah.
Fake fan over here.
Okay.
Are you regretting those vows now?
Well, it's because we, doubled up on episodes that, I think
I'm
really
just
set
not
him
caught up on the episodes
because
I want to watch
he's
them.
He's caught up on Dawson's Creek because he doesn't watch the show. He just listens to us, but he likes to watch Boy Meets World. So it's because we're doing, doubles of the episodes that he's behind on watching.
I love Boy Meets World. I just have zero interest in watching Dawson's Creek.
I don't blame you.
I get way more enjoyment out of just
it is not your
to you guys
show.
Talk about it.
I understand it is not the show for you. That's okay. I still
love
it.
Just hearing some of the storylines. I could not make it through an episode.
It's so good.
No.
And finally, we have Shut Up Tim wrote in and said, which ending where they reveal the fates of the characters rest of their lives is better? This, meaning Sandlot, or Stand By Me?
Ooh. Have you even seen that?
I've never seen Stand By Me.
This
is a famous
90s
movie, isn't it?
Yeah, that's 80s.
It's 80s?
Or
maybe 86.
Early 80s.
I've never seen Stand By Me. I've heard great things.
Classic,
I've never seen it.
It's another one that was a Stephen King book.
I've heard it's sad.
Yeah. It's a story of four young boys, and they go on a little adventure and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And it's Will Wheaton, some other guy who grew up to be in a lot of stuff.
All right. Maybe I'll watch
River
it eventually,
Phoenix.
But we don't have to watch it for the podcast because it's 80s. Mm-hmm. Sarah, what can you say? Have you seen both? Have you seen Stand By Me?
I have. I'm having a hard time remembering the epilogue, it was a bunch of they were friends and then they we drifted away and so-and-so went to college to become a lawyer and so-and-so, I haven't seen this person in a decade. Mm-hmm. I will say, I'll give it to Sandlot. I feel they did a good job describing what everybody's doing, except for we'll never know what Bertram's up to. never seen Bertram again.
No,
so.
He's gone forever.
Yep.
He's on a trip.
But
it's literally on a trip.
Yeah,
that's true. Very funny. Have either of you seen The Sandlot 2?
I have not.
I haven't either. I mean, here's the thing. I know what the basic plot is. I can't confidently say I haven't, but I don't believe I have. I really don't have an interest because I just don't think it would be able to.
I mean, it's not the same. No, it's all different kids and stuff. I'm pretty
Although
sure.
Although I did see that they're trying to do like a remake or something, like a not like a like a, like a Disney Plus television show.
With the original cast.
With the original, if they have the original cast, I will check that shit out. I will.
Interesting.
I'll report back because that's something I would watch.
Yeah, Sandlot 2 currently on Disney Plus, but it was a direct-to-video movie, so
no interest there.
That's
probably shitty.
Embarrassing.
I think the basic plot was like they added a girl and they brought back the line of you play ball like a girl, and then she was like, "Excuse me."
Yeah, that's like literally every movie like that
and then
is
she
like
wrecked them.
Oh my gosh! And we were talking about our childhood favorite. Sports movies. I never even said The Little Giants. I loved The Little Giants.
Never saw that.
Oh my god, you'd like that.
Bad
it's
News
good.
Bears is good.
It's good. Yeah, no, but I will check out the Disney Plus series if it ever comes out. I will definitely check that out.
Did you ever see the Bad News Bears?
No. I don't think so.
No. It's a funny one.
Okay. Yeah. I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen it either.
It's like this rundown guy, he has to do community service or something, so he ends up coaching this little league team.
I definitely know the main story because it's like, I think it was remade later on, wasn't it?
Yeah, with Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes. So I've heard of the remake.
Yeah.
But,
It was good.
Any other final thoughts on The Sandlot?
No.
Sarah?
I mean, okay. Like, did I, like, hate it? Like, no, but. Aside from the fact that you personally wrote the entire script for this movie, I feel as though I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, glad I've seen it.
I think you could totally say, though, that, like, you can understand why kids would love this movie. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a great kids movie.
Yeah.
It's a fine kids movie.
I think if you're watching it for the first time as an adult, it does lose some of its luster. I think the magic is, like, imagining when you're a kid in the 90s watching this movie and like kind of connecting with the characters, I think it's a little bit easier too than it is now. Not only that we're adults, but like technology is obviously very much different, drastically different now as well.
Yeah, I think it holds up. I love this movie.
Oh yeah, we'll watch it again for sure.
They just tell the story of like a whole summer more than they tell like A plot, B plot, C plot, whatever. Yeah. They just go along with the time.
Yeah.
And, like, you would want to be a part of that friend group because it seems so fun and stuff, except for the carnival scene.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
We don't like the carnival scene.
I did not want to be there.
No. Don't need to see that again.
Yeah. Like, the whole 4th of July thing was really cool.
Yeah, the fireworks.
They're all just staring at it, and Benny was just focused on baseball, hit a homer. Well,
yeah,
inside the park
else.
Homer, because no one decided to get the ball.
They're all too busy watching fireworks.
Yeah.
No, great movie. Love it. Holds up. We'll watch it again. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's a great movie.
She did air quotes, people. No one could see that besides us.
She already said she wasn't going to watch it ever again. So.
That's fine. I'm not trying to convince her to.
I think they got it.
Okay, Sarah, what else do we have coming up on the agenda here on Shut 90 Show Stop Me?
So, aside from our normal Boy Meets World and Dawson's Creek content, we do have one more bonus episode for the month of May. Actually, I don't know if it's our last bonus episode for the month of May, but it's our last, like, real bonus episode of the month of May. We are doing a Dawson's Creek and D&D crossover event. You might be asking, how does that work? I'm not quite sure, but what I can tell you is that apparently there are different D&D races and levels.
Classes.
And classes, and we'll be sorting the Dawson's Creek characters into races and classes. What are races and what are classes in Dungeons and Dragons? I honestly have no clue, but that is why Austin and Jessica are going to be teaching me such things.
Yes. Super looking forward to that. By the time this podcast comes out, I believe that one will have dropped. So go check your podcast feeds for that.
You should have already listened to it. What are you doing?
There you go.
Go back. I mean, I appreciate you waiting for my podcast, but like that one was good too. Yeah,
they're like, we're not going to listen to that until we listen to Will.
I already heard it by the time this is out. It was great.
So as always, send in your feedback and ratings, shit90spod@gmail.com, @shit90spod on all social media. Will, would you like to give out your social media handle if people want to follow you? You tweet sports stuff, so maybe randomly, if they're listening to this because it's
I don't
sports,
really tweet anything interesting.
You tweet like Mets things.
Yeah. Do that's not, it.
Well, what's your handle?
No.
Okay, never mind. Never don't
skip me.
Nobody follow him. He doesn't want any followers, especially not if you're
I'm
not
tagged
a Mets
in
fan.
The tweet for the show. Go follow them and you could find me.
There you go.
There we go. @shit90spod.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Jess, what did you think about you were a little bit participating or listening in to my Clubhouse show that happens every Friday at 6 o'clock. Did you like what you heard?
Yeah, it was a lot of relevant stuff, honestly, because it was all about like not reboot. Is it reboot? What is it called? Yeah reboot.
Revivals.
Yes, it was a lot about revivals, which is like, you know, something we talk about here a lot because it's apparently everything in the 90s now being like remade. I know you guys talked a little bit about Girl Meets World, which I have not watched and probably won't ever. Not my thing. Also Fuller House, which I think you said got like 4 seasons or something. I was like, it really was on for that long? Like, that's crazy to me.
Netflix just throws money at people. They just make all sorts of different
anything
shows
with nostalgia
all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, now they just have the money to do it. So definitely, now that it's Android available, nobody has any excuses. Everybody check out Sarah. What is your, like, handle thingy on Clubhouse? Is it Sarah Ferguson?
At Sarah Ferguson.
There you go. Check it out.
Yeah. Good times. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So looking forward, swinging into May has been fun. We enjoy talking about sports. Are we more educated on baseball? Nope.
Not really. I don't even. So. I still can't remember the whole designated hitter, pinch hitter thing. But you know, that's okay. We had a fun time here in baseball May, and who knows? Maybe next year we'll do baseball May again. There's plenty more sports.
So many
May.
More
There's so many more baseball
watch.
Movies we could
At
do.
At least you know who Babe Ruth is.
I mean, I've always known who Babe Ruth is.
You know more than Smalls.
I'm not Smalls. Yeah,
you're killing me.
not hard to
do. So yeah, we've had fun here, and more bonus content. I mean, still along the way, obviously, but also coming up in June. Really pumped for the guests that we have scheduled and the content that we will be delivering in June. Cannot wait. We're going to have to come up with a... I think I know what we can call the theme. Because it's not like as ironclad as, you know, baseball. But really excited for that stuff. So keep on listening. Thank you so much, Will, for being here today with us and bringing your baseball knowledge.
My pleasure.
Okay. And we will talk to you all next time. Bye, everybody.
Shit 90 shows taught me.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hurry! hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.